Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the line with us this morning, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Ross, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right. Another week under our belts, and we learn a little bit more about each and every team. And the only one that we're really concerned about is the Lions. And I'm curious, do you think that this version of the Lions is more like week two or more like week one?
I think more like week two. I mean, you watched it and it was like, okay, that's the Lions. Like that's what we've come to know and love about the Lions, the under center play action, you know, driving the ball down the middle of the field, some of the bootleg stuff. They ran it better. The O-line certainly looked better. You know, maybe, I don't know, John, maybe the Packers defense is just that good. And that was certainly part of it in week one, but it at least offensively, it looked a lot more like the Lions the last few years under Ben Johnson. It had to be. I mean, you guys would have to tell me because you talk to them every day, but for Lions fans, it had to be on some level a sigh of relief that
yes.
It's like, okay, this wasn't just Ben Johnson the last couple of years. Like, it's the players, and we can keep doing the stuff we were doing. It was just a bad day at the office up in Green Bay.
Yeah, it felt therapeutic, I think, for yes. A lot of Lions fans to see that. Now, look, the season keeps going. They're going to play Baltimore Monday night. How do they match up?
Well, I'm the right person to talk to about that because I just did the Ravens and Browns on Sunday for CBS. So I watched a lot of Ravens. I met with the team. I was in the production meetings. Ravens have a really good squad. There's no way around it. They were much better defensively against the Browns than they were in the fourth quarter against the Bills. I think they were embarrassed with how they played in the fourth quarter against the Bills. They totally blew that game. You know, they had some guys out there that maybe shouldn't have been playing, weren't ready physically, like Jair Alexander, and they just made a number of critical errors. But the Ravens are like the craziest team, guys. You'll appreciate this. I don't know if you guys, I know it's legal there, so I don't know how much you talk about betting or not, but I have a betting podcast, the Even Money Betting Podcast, and the Ravens, they are like the analytics darlings, right? Mm-hmm. So those guys look a lot at yards per play allowed, a bunch of these advanced metrics, and last year, again this year, the analytics guys, the handicappers, they'll tell you the Ravens are like the best team in the league by far and one of the best teams we've ever seen, yet they find a way to doink off games they shouldn't or lose in the playoffs when it matters the most. But statistically, the Ravens are like a juggernaut, right? I mean, the way they can move the ball, the way they run, throw it, Lamar, obviously, and then even defensively, They are a really, really good team. They're like the regular season kings of football.
So having said all of that, handicap this game for us because is the the defense for the Ravens, did they just look better and the numbers look better because it was the Browns' offense? Did the Lions look exceptionally well simply because it was the Bears? How does this game match up? And is it just simply going to be who has the ball last and who's going to be able to score the most?
Well, so I think, you know, the truth is usually somewhere in the middle. So I don't think the Lions are going to have 6 points at the two-minute warning most weeks, but I also don't think they're going to put a lot of 50-burgers up. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to be somewhere in the middle, and rightfully so. I do think that the Ravens' defense is significantly better than the Bears' defense, especially the Bears without Jalen Johnson. And then, you know, because you look at them, they have really good players on all three levels. You know, Madubuike at D-tackle. Roquan Smith was unbelievable against the Browns. And the thing is, John, they were not that bad defensively against the Bills until the fourth quarter. You know, mm-hmm. The fourth quarter, they just kind of lost their minds. Now, the one thing I will say is they don't have great like edge rushers. And I don't think Kyle Van Noy, you know, will play. So they don't do a great job of just generating pressure without blitzing, and I don't think they will against the Lions. So the path to the Lions winning is Goff identifying when they bring Roquan Smith, when they bring Kyle Hamilton. You know, so number one, the Lions O-line has to be able to block against a four-man rush, and then Jared has to be able to identify when they come with pressure, because I think they're going to have to. And if he does that, he should be able to have a pretty good game getting the ball out to his receivers. And, you know, it does feel to me like a 27-24 type of game, maybe even a little bit more than that. And the problem with the Ravens is that's just not their strength. You know, the Ravens, it feels like they don't win their fair share of close games late. You know, they're better when they're blowing people out. When it's a close game, you know, they lose more of those games than they win them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sounds like you're telling Lion fans are going to go win this game.
It's certainly possible. I mean, that would be a gigantic win. That would be a huge, huge win. Feels like a swing game for both these teams, right? I mean, I do power rankings every Tuesday on the Ross Tucker podcast. They're both top five teams, but there's a pretty big difference between being 1-2 with a win over Detroit with 1-2 or 2-1 with a win over Baltimore, win over Detroit. This will go a long way towards how we kind of feel about these teams early in the season.
We had a question earlier that we were discussing, and it was which 2-0 team would miss the playoffs, which 0-2 team would make the playoffs. And obviously the easy answer is the Bengals with Joe Burrow gone. They have the high odds of falling apart. The Chiefs, you are looking at it going, well, you know, Patrick Mahomes can't possibly miss the playoffs. Is there an overconfidence that Patrick Mahomes can just take this team to – to the playoffs without having Rashee Rice early in the season, being down another receiver, Kelce not having his best season. Do you think the Chiefs are at risk of missing the playoffs?
Well, if you don't want to just use the Bengals as the 2-0 example, I'd probably say the Arizona Cardinals, because they haven't looked that great, and they beat the Saints and the Panthers, two of the worst five teams in the league. As for the Chiefs, I'd be really surprised they don't make the playoffs. Really surprised. You know, the end of that game against the Eagles, Mahomes is out there throwing deep balls to Tyquan Thornton and Nico Remigio. I mean, I can assure you no Eagles fans have ever heard of either one of those guys. So they might get Xavier Worthy back this week. He's got to play with a harness because of that dislocated shoulder. But then they'll get, in a couple weeks, they'll get Rashee Rice back. I think when they have Worthy and Rashee Rice out there, that they'll be back to being the Chiefs that we all kind of know and expect. And so it might not be 14 or 15 wins. It might be 10 or 11, but they're still going to the playoffs.
He's Ross Tucker. He joins us every Thursday. He is our Odyssey NFL insider. Those calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Ross, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, bud.
Absolutely. See you guys.
See you. Talk to him again next week. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.